Sit down. I think you misunderstand. I just simply want to talk. Have a pleasant, polite conversation. Is that so hard in this day and age? For two adults to talk. I can understand why it would be difficult. I know why you wouldn't trust me. After all I did, all I've done, all I'm going to do, it could be hard to see me as, I guess, likable. Then I get that. I get that. And I know you're feeling, how do I put this, held against your will. And sure, from a certain point of view, that would be true. But I don't think you're being held against your will. I don't want you to see this as captivity and imprisonment. But perhaps maybe aggressive negotiation. I don't think I'm asking for too much. I mean, I feel like you are under the impression that I'm asking for too much, but I don't feel like I'm asking for too much. I'm willing to give you everything. And I do mean everything. And all I want is your love, your admiration, your affection. And I'm willing to give you the world. But because I'm the devil, you think that you're unable to do that. That hurts me. It's like a knife just cutting into my heart. Because I feel like you've heard all these things about me. And maybe some of it's true, maybe it isn't. It's 50-50, maybe, at the worst. No, it's probably worse than that, but that's not the point. Or maybe it is, but I like you. I think you're cute. I think more than that, I think cute's an understatement. You're as beautiful as Persephone. I mean, more so even. I didn't kidnap her and take her to hell. I mean, they say I did, but I didn't. It was a whole he said, she said thing. I don't want to get into it. But obviously, you were worth kidnapping. I've pulled you from the mortal world and drove you down here. And I mean, It's bad, okay? I'll be the first person to say, yes, it's bad. It's not great. It's not perfect. You know, it's a lot of red, which, yeah, it's fine. And a lot of contrast. And, yeah, the people tend not to be great on the whole. And I guess it's my fault for that, too. But I'm not saying we have to live down here permanently. I have a great second house in Malibu. Technically, I'm not on the lease, but I do vacation there. I frequent a lot of places in the Ring of Fire. A lot of these are really nice destinations. Maui is really easy to get to. Because of the volcano, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I'm asking for that much, really. I can look like anything you want me to look like too. You know, I can do this thing where I shapeshift. You know, so like, tell me your perfect guy, right? Like, close your eyes. Tell me your perfect guy. Okay. What else? Really? Sure. Yeah, I can do that. And what else? One more. I mean, yeah. Yep. Okay. and open your eyes. Ta-da! Yes, I can stay like this forever. And I can also then give you immortality as well, so we can, like, rule over the underworld as, like, a couple. I get it. I'm really bad at this. It's just, I don't know. You don't get a lot of practice asking people out when you just deal with dead people all the time. And I'm, like, used to threatening people. That's, like, my go-to, you know. It's just like, you know, I have a deal. Win this banjo contest and I'll give you whatever you want. And, you know, all my relationships seem to be, like, quid pro quo, you know. I'll do this, but you have to do this for me. And it's just, nothing feels genuine. And I feel like for the first time, maybe this could be genuine. And maybe, I don't know, someone would just love me for me. It's hard. It's hard being down here. You know, it's real lonely. It's really lonely. Everyone's so mean. I don't know why. They're all awful. I get it. It's hell. It's the people who come down here tend to be terrible, but it means they're just the worst company. And I just, it's hard to get out. It's hard to be vulnerable, you know? What was that? No. I'm sorry. I don't want you just to say yes because you feel bad for me now because of this. No. I know you're saying it's genuine, but I feel like it's because you saw me sad, and now it's a whole weird thing. And listen. I'm gonna send you back. It's fine. I'll send you back. It's fine. I made it weird. Oh my god, it is every time. Okay. If you genuinely want to stay, you can. But I'm not gonna force you down here. I don't want you to be down here if you don't want to be here with me, you know. So I'll send you back if you want. But love it if you stayed. But think about it, okay? We'll table this topic. You can have whatever you want. It's a shape-shifting spread of food. It turns into whatever you really want more than anything. I don't know. I thought I'd impress you. You're probably hungry. It's been a while. Just eat up, and then let me clean myself up, and I'll come back, and you can figure out if you want to stay or leave or whatever. But I want you to do it for you and not for me, because I'd feel selfish, and I don't want to be that guy. So, you know. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Give me like 5 minutes, and we'll come back and we'll finish talking.